The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Rolene Marks, how are you today?
I'm good, thanks. And you, and before we get into it, I just want to take this opportunity to wish our behind-the-scenes crew, many of whom work feverishly to make all of this happen, and Christian listeners and anyone out there who is celebrating, a very Merry Christmas. And this comes to you all the way right from here, the Holy Land. So Merry Christmas, Senna, everybody behind the scenes, Lindiwe, anyone who I haven't mentioned who's celebrating, thinking of you with a big, responsibly socially distant hug.
Well, thanks for that, Rolene. And I can tell you it's ghost town at the studio. We've decided that it's necessary to go back into a hard lockdown to protect the studio and the staff. Obviously, you would know, coming from a broadcasting background, that studios can be confined areas. And as a result of the massive increase in COVID in South Africa, a decision was made that we're going to go to absolute skeleton staff. We're already working mostly remotely, but we're now in a position where a decision was made that it's just best that we keep things going. And you know what? We have this interview with you on a daily basis. You're live from Israel, and it just shows the incredible technology that's available.
And also, just let's give it up, everybody listening, for the incredible crew and staff of Chai FM, because it really takes a village to make a radio station happen. There's a lot that goes on behind the scenes. First of all, Chad, I'm impressed. You know that about my background in radio, so 10 points to you. But it's a labor of love. They do a phenomenal job, and we can't say thank you enough. But yeah, we do know what it's like to go into hard lockdown, because we're heading there ourselves on Sunday at 5 o'clock. Israel is heading back into at least 2 weeks of lockdown. It is predicted that it could be longer, but for the moment it is 2 weeks of a very, very strong lockdown. But on the upside is that the health ministry have said that within the next week or so, they will give the green light for all citizens to start making their appointments with their various health providers to start getting vaccinated. So let's hope that happens sooner rather than later.
Tell me, in Israel, with regards to a lockdown, you guys have been through lockdown before. I think this is your third lockdown that you're going into. What is the general attitude of the public? Do they welcome the lockdown? Do they understand the need for the lockdown?
They understand the need, because we monitor the numbers very closely. And I must say that the health ministry have been excellent as far as keeping us up to date with the daily numbers, what's happening. They really have been transparent and communicated very well. There is a lot of frustration, because there are a lot of cities like my own city, Modi'in, where the infection rates are relatively low. And, you know, there is a feeling that, you know, the whole country is kind of being punished because of the actions of a few. So there's that frustration. There's a lot of frustration with business owners who are saying, you know what, we actually cannot sustain another long-term lockdown. In fact, we have the mayor of Ramat Gan, which is a suburb, a part of Tel Aviv, who is filing with the Supreme Court saying, you know, this is ridiculous. We're not a high infection area. We don't think that this kind of lockdown should apply to us. Of course, a lot of concern for people who are on their own. You know, it's not just the toll that it takes on businesses, but also the toll that it takes on people's mental health, the toll that it takes on kids. Their routines have been completely thrown out of whack, out of schedule for this year. A lot of the, you know, crucial years that they need to socialize, to learn certain skills, that has been done away with this year because of the COVID pandemic. But, you know, the majority of Israelis saying, we understand why, we understand it wasn't avoidable. A lot of maybe anger at those who haven't been behaving well, because otherwise we wouldn't be in the situation that we are in. But yet we're off into another situation where we are locked down from Sunday at 5 p.m. But in the meantime, we have been given the time to prepare ourselves for this lockdown.
You mentioned yesterday that in respect to the vaccination rollout, you actually anticipate that there will be herd immunity by mid-2021. So that's something that's positive. And let's hope that this vaccination program has been rolled out. We see that same type of rollout worldwide and that same type of herd immunity. Let's move on to what's happening in the Knesset.
Well, there was drama last night that could rival any soap opera, you know, shortly after I came off air. It always irks me, Chad, that, you know, these politicians wait till I'm off air to send an alert with a meaty story. But we were alerted that there would be a press conference and statements given by Naftali Bennett. He's the leader of the New Right Party, and one from Gideon Sa'ar. He was the man tipped to be the successor to Netanyahu, who has now broken away to form his own party called New Hope. See, it's new everything here. And we were told that there would be a surprise announcement about one of the high-level Likudniks who have defected from the Likud to Sa'ar's party. So we had Bennett talking. He said, you know, that he is going to challenge the prime minister for the premiership. He is polling very, very high following the way that he handled the first wave of coronavirus in the country as defense minister. And he said it's his intention to restore Israel to the Israel of the raid on Entebbe and the startup nation, and away from the Israel now where the premier faces corruption charges. Soon after that, Sa'ar made his statement saying he's also going to challenge for the premiership, and said that his surprise announcement is the addition of Ze'ev Elkin to his ranks, to his list. This is a huge, huge controversy, because Elkin was one of the prime minister's closest confidants, worked very closely in terms of diplomatic and military dealings with Russia and how we handle the Russians, but is also one of the prime minister's master strategists. And anyone who follows Israeli politics knows that when it comes to strategy, if you're going to take on the prime minister, you're going to have to, you know, come with all your
pistols loaded,
intact, because Netanyahu is a strategist par excellence, and now one of his main confidants has left, and you know, quite serious words coming from Elkin yesterday, saying that he cannot support the party anymore because the party's become all about one person, about Prime Minister Netanyahu, and it's lost its values of what it stands for. So this could be the one chink in the armor of Prime Minister Netanyahu. This could be the one area where he feels a significant weakness. But what can I say? You know, the fourth time in a matter of under 2 years, as I said yesterday, democracy is so nice. We're doing it for the fourth time, but this is Israel, and this is democracy at its best and at its worst, and certainly at its most electrifying and dramatic.
Rolene, in closing, tell us about Christmas in the Holy Land. What's the situation like in Israel at the moment?
Well, it is a very interesting situation. You know, normally, and because Israel has a big Christian community, and also because this is a time of year that attracts a phenomenal amount of tourists from around the world who come here, who come to visit the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, who come here to visit Bethlehem, and also to observe the Festival of Festivals, which takes place in Haifa this time at the end of every year. It's a festival that celebrates the three Abrahamic faiths, Judaism, Islam, and Christianity. And normally for Christians, they are able to pick up their Christmas trees courtesy of the JNF. And it's really quite festive in places like Nazareth. Some pictures coming in from Nazareth earlier this week of them, their neonatal ward with the babies all dressed up in little red baby grows, because it's of the high concentration of Christian citizens. And usually Jerusalem's quite a vibe, you know, making the transition from Hanukkah to Christmas. And very often these two festivals or holidays are celebrated at the same time. We call Christmas here Chag HaMolad. That's the Hebrew translation. But where it isn't celebrated so well is in the areas like the Gaza Strip and the West Bank, where Christian communities have dwindled quite significantly. In fact, there was a lot of concern in Gaza for this very, very small Christian community who trying to keep up some kind of festivities, and that Hamas clamped down. They wanted to curb any kind of Christian celebrations that the very, very tiny community have had. It's an issue that has been ongoing for several years, and a lot of concern about the situation for Christians who live under the Hamas regime in Gaza, and those who live under the Palestinian Authority in the West Bank, where they face ongoing discrimination. But we really, really hope, in the spirit of goodwill to all men, that this is the last time that we will have to talk about this kind of situation, and that, you know, in the years to come, we will see an increase, we will see celebration, and we will see festivities.
Rolene Marks, Israel Report, thank you so much for your time today. We'll be chatting to you again this coming Monday.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.